October 2017 Conference Notebook. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken, whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. As you review the October 2017 General Conference, you can use these pages and conference notebooks in past and future issues to help you study and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles and other church leaders. Doctrinal highlight: the oath and covenant of the priesthood. A Melchizedek priesthood holder covenants to fulfill the responsibilities associated with the Aaronic priesthood and to magnify his calling in the Melchizedek priesthood. In return, God promises that a Melchizedek priesthood holder will receive keys to understand the mysteries of God. He will become perfect so that he can stand in the presence of God. He will be able to fulfill his role in the work of salvation. Jesus Christ will prepare the way before the priesthood holder and will be with him. The Holy Ghost will be in the priesthood holder's heart, and angels will bear him up. His body will be strengthened and renewed. He will become heir to the blessings of Abraham, and along with his wife, joint heir with Jesus Christ to Heavenly Father's kingdom. These are exceeding great and precious promises. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. No greater promises can be imagined. Elder Dale G. Renland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, The Priesthood and the Savior's Atoning Power, Ensign, November 2017, pages 65 through 66. Prophetic promise. Faith defeats fear. As much as we have already built faith and courage in our hearts, the Lord expects more from us and from the generations after us. They will need to be stronger and braver because they will do even greater and harder things than we have done. And they will face increasing opposition from the enemy of our souls. I testify that the Lord goes before your face whenever you are on his errand. Sometimes you will be the angel the Lord sends to bear others up. Sometimes you will be the one surrounded by angels who bear you up. But always you will have his Spirit to be in your heart, as you have been promised in every sacrament service. You have only to keep his commandments. The best days are ahead for the kingdom of God on the earth. Opposition will strengthen our faith in Jesus Christ, as it has since the days of the prophet Joseph Smith. Faith always defeats fear. Standing together produces unity, and your prayers for those in need are heard and answered by a loving God. He neither slumbers nor does he sleep. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency, Fear Not to Do Good. Ensign, November 2017, page 103. Serving those around us. I believe that most members consider service to be at the heart of their covenants and discipleship, but I also think that sometimes it's easy to miss some of the greatest opportunities to serve others because we are distracted or because we are looking for ambitious ways to change the world, and we don't see that some of the significant needs we can meet are within our own families, among our friends, in our wards, and in our communities. We are touched when we see the suffering and great needs of those halfway around the world, but we may fail to see there is a person who needs our friendship sitting next to us in class. Heavenly Father may have placed those who need us closest to us, knowing that we are best suited to meet their needs. Bonnie L. Oscarson, Young Women General President, The Needs Before Us, Ensign, November 2017, pages 25 through 26. When and how does the inspiration for General Conference talks come? With no topics assigned, we see heaven beautifully coordinating the subjects and themes of eternal truths each and every conference. Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, The Voice of the Lord, Ensign, November 2017, page 123. Perfection, a gift of grace. I believe in God's perfection, and I know we are His spiritual sons and daughters with divine potential to become as He is. I also know that, as children of God, we should not demean or vilify ourselves, as if beating up on ourselves is somehow going to make us the person God wants us to become. No! With a willingness to repent and a desire for increased righteousness always in our hearts, I would hope we could pursue personal improvement in a way that doesn't include getting ulcers or anorexia, feeling depressed, or demolishing our self-esteem. Yea, come unto Christ and be perfected in Him, Moroni pleads. Love God with all your might, mind, and strength. Then, by His grace, ye may be perfect in Christ. Moroni chapter 10, verse 32. Our only hope for true perfection is in receiving it as a gift from heaven. We can't earn it. Thus, the grace of Christ offers us not only salvation from sorrow and sin and death, but also salvation from our own persistent self-criticism. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Be Ye Therefore Perfect Eventually. Ensign, November 2017, pages 40 and 41. Answers for you. How can we bring the Savior into our lives? Partaking of the sacrament means to put out of our lives anything inconsistent with a Christ-like character and to make His attributes our own. This is the larger meaning of repentance, not only a turning away from past sin, but also a turning of the heart and will to God. Bible Dictionary Repentance, Going Forward. Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, The Living Bread Which Came Down from Heaven, Ensign, November 2017, page 39. April 2017, Book of Mormon Challenge. Since President Monson's challenge to study and ponder the Book of Mormon, I have tried to follow his counsel. Among other things, I've made lists of what the Book of Mormon is, what it affirms, what it refutes, what it fulfills, what it clarifies, and what it reveals. Looking at the Book of Mormon through these lenses has been an insightful and inspiring exercise. I recommend it to each of you. See the end of President Nelson's talk for the lists he compiled. Consider these questions. First, what would your life be like without the Book of Mormon? Second, what would you not know? And third, what would you not have? I know that President Thomas S. Monson is the prophet of God on the earth today. I love him and sustain him with all of my heart. President Russell M. Nelson, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, the Book of Mormon, what would your life be like without it? Ensign, November 2017, pages 61 and 63. End of October 2017 Conference Notebook. Read by Kate Strongen.